There's a major machlokus, the Ri and the Rabbeinu Tam, as to whether or not Sfiras HaOmer, the person misses a day, can one, you know, continue counting? And the Ri says, yes, you can, and the Rabbeinu Tam says no, and the standard explanation given is that according to the Ri, they are 49 different mitzvot, in which case, just because I missed the first 48, has no impact on today. Well, according to Rabbeinu Tam, no, if I missed day 5, I can't count to day 6, because it's all continuum. It's all one major mitzvah with many, many, many parts. If it's 49 different mitzvahs versus one mitzvah with 49 parts, the classic nafka mina would be is exactly what we're talking about, which is, if you miss one, until then you have a keep on your part of it. Once you miss a part, you're no longer part. It's like lifting up three parts of the Dalit mean. There's an interesting sheet of the Bahag. The Bahag writes that this is actually how we pass it, although perhaps unintentionally. The Bahag writes that if a person misses an entire day, you cannot count. But if you miss during the night, you can make up and count during the day. In other words, if a person misses a counting at night, what's the day, 37 of the Omer?
Yeah.
If you missed it last night, you didn't say 37. So you could say it takes 37 days of the Yom HaShivim, Shloshim Yom, etc., etc. However, if you count during the day, you don't make a bracha. So the question everyone asks, this is how the Shulchan Aruch paskens, Miman Afshach, if you believe that the Sfira Bayom is a good halachic Sfira, then you should make a bracha. And if it's not a legitimate halos Sfira, Sfira, the counting doesn't count, pun intended, then why does it enable me to continue tonight with a bracha? Why should my sphere tonight be with a bracha? If the yom is good enough, so then I should make a bracha on it. If it's not good enough, it shouldn't allow me to patch up my missing day and continue counting with a bracha. You hear the kasha, right? So the Prima Gadim asks in Eshel Avram, in Simin Tof Pei Tesif Chaim Gimel, and he deals with the classic hakir that we just spoke out a few moments ago. Is it one mitzvah with 49 parts or 49 different mitzvahs? And he says, it's a suffik lahalacha. Then there's another suffik. If you count during the day, does that count? Is that considered a legitimate halachic sfira? And that's also a suffik. Machlokis poski, machlokis harishonim. Both of these machlokis harishonim are sfekos, ledina. And therefore, halacha lamaisa. What's the din if a person misses an entire day, suffik, so keep on counting, but without a bracha. Let's say a person counts during the day, suffik, so again, without a bracha. You should count it without a bracha. And if you put the two models together, so our Supreme Gun, you got a sfeik sfeika. Suffik if I even missed a day, even if I missed, suffik if we care. And you could reverse the sfeik sfeika. Suffik if we care if I missed a day. And even if we do care, I'm not even sure I missed the day. Therefore, it'd be a sfeika sfeika, it's mishapech, it goes both ways. And therefore, the entire shaila, says the Prima Gadim, is based upon this sfeika sfeika, based upon two machlok se rishonim. I now understand the Shulchan Aruch, and for that matter, perhaps even the Bahag. Yes. Yeah, if I count today, because I missed last night, so A, counting right now, is that nechshav asira? The answer is machlokes. And even if it doesn't nechshav asira, if it's not nechshav asira, it doesn't count, so to speak. My asira now doesn't count. Still, maybe I don't even need to count every day. Maybe I only have to count, maybe it's 49 different mitzvahs, like the Ri and not the Rabbeinu Tam. And therefore, now, when I make my count now, it's a suffik of yotzei. So suffik, one suffik, I would not make a bracha. But tonight, returns the situation is fake, and I can continue counting the bracha. Rabbi Soloveitchik thought there may be another suggestion for the Shulchan Aruch, and certainly for the Bahag. Because the Bahag doesn't sound like he's talking about sfeik-sfeika. The Bahag doesn't sound that way at all. The Bahag sounds like he's a gaon. If a Rishon or a gaon would be making this comment, it just wouldn't sound like they're talking about. Most likely, it's not a sfeik sfeika. Most likely, they take opinions. They share with you their shitas, and not just stop talking about
cheshbin like the Shulchan Aruch made cheshbin. In other words, the fact that the Shulchan Aruch cheshbin as such, it says it's a fake sfeika, that's okay. But the fact that the Bahag does it is much less surprising. Let me say it differently. It's much more likely for the Shulchan Aruch to take into account a machlok, two machlok say Rishonim, than for the Bahag to take into account two sfeikos of Shinos that will be addressed by the Rishonim later on. Additionally, if you look at the Bahag, which is found in the Masechta Megillah and Daf Chaf Amud Beis, it says Bahag pasuk hecha de in she levarach balayla yimane lemachar below brach. What's that again? Right. That's the Bahag's shita. But if you look at these, one second. Right. Aval in shachach laila v'yom, then lo yimana od bebracha dibeinan tamimos v'leka. It sounds like the Bahag is not besafek. It doesn't have this fake faker. If you miss one day, he's not besafek. It sounds like you need tamimos, but counting during the day still does count. So if that's the case, what then is the svara for the Bahag? It not only is it unlikely that he would have a sfeik sfeika, but it's not bechlal mashma in his words at all that there is such a sfeik sfeika. Maybe another time where he quotes it. This Tosfos may exist also in Menachos. Samach Vav, if I'm not mistaken. Yeah. Vehecha de shachach lespar balayla pasak bahag shesofer bayom. Yeah, it's more clear in the Sefer Megillah that he's not just saying a fake fake. In which case, what's the svara for the Bahag? So the Soloveitchik had a very interesting chiddush. It's printed up in the Harei Kadim, it's in Kufti or Dubez. I think I heard it from Rabbi Yosef Adler as well. It's a well-known shtickle Torah, the Rav, but it's an unbelievable shot. For starters, he quoted several other shitas out there of Rishonim and Gaonim and attacked them, asked Kashas on them to develop his theory. Rav Haigon, for example, which is quoted in the Bir Halacha, also in Tuf Pei Tes, Sif Katan, Sif Ches, there, the Bir Halacha quotes Rav Haigon, who believes if you missed an entire day, both Laila Viyom, I don't count last night 37, I don't count now 37, but tonight I get to shul and I say, oh, I forgot. I can say, Et Mol Haya Shiva Vishloshim, Vahayom Shmona Vishloshim. Yesterday was 37 and today is 38. Yesterday was 4, today is 5. How does that work? What does it accomplish anything? If you say yesterday was 37, it's not the right day. You're not fulfilling the mitzvah there. How does that help? What's pshat in the Rav Haigon? More than that, the Machzor Vitri quotes a day of Rashi, which the Beis Yosef also discusses in Siman, also Tuf Pei Tes. The Beis Yosef quotes this Machzor Vitri, who in turn quotes Rashi, who has something unbelievable. That one can count for the upcoming night. I can count now even though it's too early. If I remember later on, I'll count with a bracha. If not, then I can continue tomorrow night my sphere summer with a bracha as well. So why am I counting early? For starters, it sounds like I'm counting before plag, which is shocking. It's not maybe before shkia, before plag, maybe certainly before shkia. It's like, what am I even doing? It's the wrong day. And I'm not even making a Tanai. If you would say make a Tanai, that if my sphere now counts, it counts as my mitzvah, but if not later on counts as my mitzvah, fine. But I'm not making a Tanai. So if it counts as my mitzvah, how can I make a bracha later on? And if it doesn't count as my mitzvah, how am I allowed to continue counting with a bracha tomorrow night? If you think about the Machzor Vitri, it's shocking, astonishing. Yeah? Rav Haigon, Machzor Vitri, day number 3, Rav Soloveitchik quoted was Rav Sajigon. Also quoted by the Torah in Siman, Tuf Pei Tes. The Rav Sajagon has a bigger chiddush. If one misses an entire day, you can continue unless it's the first day. Tosas Rashi Megillah and Daf Chachma Bey seems to quote the Mahak to sound similar, but we'll call this Shitas Rav Sajagon. In other words, if I miss day number 5, that's fine. If I miss day number 6, it's fine. If I miss 14, that's fine. But if I miss day number 1, no good. Let's say I count day number 1 and then miss 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10. I can count 11. You want to know why? Because everything depends upon whether or not I counted. So, manishtana halayla hazef from days 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10. Pun intended, because it's layla seder. Why should it be that counting day 1 does anything different than anything else? Lastly, shita number 4 that Rabbi Salavitch added to the opening shita of the Bahag / Shulchan Aruch is the Sefer HaChinuch. The Sefer HaChinuch in mitzvah Shin Vav discusses our shaila. If you miss a day, what's the halacha? And he has one day towards the end where he writes, yeah, it's totally fine. You can continue counting. Umana achayrim im kol Yisrael. You can continue being Moni, you can continue being Sophie, you can continue counting. Im kol Yisrael. With what? All of Klal Yisrael. Now, what does that mean? Is he just... does that shed any light on anything? What do you mean? Im Kol Yisrael. When you lift up, when you blow shofar, do you blow with all of Klal Yisrael? Like, who cares? Every mitzvah you do is part of Klal Yisrael. And if not, who cares anyway? Like, what's he talking about? Why is that a reason to continue counting? And therefore, we saw four shitas Rav Salavitch had kashas on. Rav Haigon, who said yesterday. The Machzor Vichu, who says tonight. Rav Sajagon, who focuses on day one. And the Sefer HaChinuch focuses on Klal Yisrael. What is up with those shitas? Says Rav Salavitch, an unbelievable chiddush. Salavitch suggests a fantastic yisod. He says, l'chora, there are two elements. There's two dinin. There's two components to a Sfira Sa'omer. Number one is the mitzvah of Sfira. The Maisa mitzvah of Sfira. Number two is there is a halachic status of the day being counted. There's a totsa'a as well. It's a yom safur, the day was counted. Number one is the maisa of counting. Number two is you've created it, a counted day. You've classified today as being counted. If that's, let me just sharpen the svara a little bit. Din number one is the maisa of sira. Din number two is creating it to be a counted day. What does that mean to make it a counted day? If I said 2, 6, 12, 13, 19, 27, what's my next number? Hike? I don't know. You have no idea what I'm going to say next. Why? Because I'm just what? Saying random numbers. What's the difference between saying random numbers and counting? Counting has a pattern. The classic way of counting, which happens to be the Torah way of pattern, is a continuum from day to the next. 1, 2, 3, 4. If I say 1, 2, 4, I didn't count, I listed numbers. And therefore, when I count day 1, when I count day 2, when I count day 3, what I've done is two things. A, I fulfilled a mitzvah. But additionally, what else have I done? I've created a counted day, and as a byproduct, facilitated the opportunity for me to count again tomorrow. In other words, when I count day 3, I'm not just doing a mitzvah, I'm also creating a continuum between 1, 2, and tomorrow, which is going to be 4. And therefore, argues Rav Salavitch, let's go back and explain each of these shitas. Let's start off with the Sefer HaChinuch. I'll work in the inverse order. If I miss counting day 7, I can count day 8 with all of Klal Yisrael. What does that mean? Because Klal Yisrael is doing what? They're counting for me. Even though I didn't create the Yom Safur, if the rest of Klal Yisrael counted, then I can count tonight being 38, because even though I missed 37, there is a continuum. Argues the Sefer HaChinuch, the continuum doesn't have to be done by me. For example, if I would say 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, and then Yitzi would say 7, did he just shoot out a number, or is he continuing my count? Argues the Sefer HaChinuch is continuing my count, and therefore you can count with all the Klal Yisrael. According to Rav Sajagon, what's this svara? L'chora, Once you counted, let me go back to that for a second. What's the svara for, let's say, the machzor vitri? Let's go back to Rav Sajigal first. According to Rav Sajigal, once you've counted the first night, what have you done? You've set the clock into motion. Automatically, what comes after one is going to be two, and then three, and then four, and then five, and then six, and then et cetera, et cetera. In other words, what occurs really is that once I count day one, all the days are automatically considered yamim sfurim. I still have to do the mitzvah, but I don't have to actually count all those days because it's already set in motion by my first night. Along the lines of this yisod, Rashi, Rav Haigun, and the Bahag are all pretty similar if you think about it. What we saw in the Sefer HaChinuch is that what? You don't have to do the mitzvah to create a Yom Safur. Someone else can. According to Rav Sajigon, you have to create the Yom Safur, but it happens automatically. Rashi, Rav Haigun, and the Bahag are all similar insofar as that you do have to create the totsa'ah of it being a Yom Safur. It can't be Klal Yisrael. And it doesn't happen automatically. It is you, but it doesn't have to be at the right time. According to Rashi, it can be just before. According to Rav Haigun, it can be just after. And according to the Bahag, it has to be bo bayom. And therefore, according to Rashi, you're not fulfilling the mitzvah. That's why later on you count with a bracha if you do it erev beforehand. If you do it erev the evening. If you do it before, you know, shkia. I'm not fulfilling a mitzvah. It's not Laila. It's not this man ha-mitzvah. There's no mitzvah mitzvah, but it's close enough to the day to create that continuum. Therefore, tomorrow night, it can continue counting. And that's what Rav Haigun believes as well. He's just talking, I guess, quantitative from a different perspective. Afterwards, I can say yesterday was 37, today's 38. It's not a mitzvah to say yesterday was 37. I only make the bracha on 38, not on 37, but 37, yesterday was 37. At Mol HaYashiv V'Shloshim Yom, creates that continuum. And according to the Bahag, the answer is the only time you can actually create that continuum is on the 37th itself, and therefore you would count without a bracha to create the continuum, not mitzad safek. And therefore, l'may nafkamina, well, the first conceptual difference between a salvation and the prima gadol is when you count during the day, is it a safek counting, or is it a, for sure, you're not yotzei to the mitzvah? According to the Rebbe, creating a continuum, creating a chalos yom safur. According to the prima gadim, it's a safek mitzvah. Maybe mitzvah tzrichas kavana would be a nafkamina. According to the Salvechik, you might not need kavana to make it a yom safur. Well, according to the prima gadim, you might. However, Salvechik raises two nafkaminas himself. What would the din be if I say, you know, last night night 36, I don't remember if I counted or not. Or I know I counted, but I don't know if I counted the right day. So halacha l'maisa, we follow the prima gadol, and we would say it's a sfeika. Safek, the reverse of any time, is it one mitzvah or 49 mitzvos? And safek, even if it is really one mitzvah, perhaps I even counted yesterday. It's a different sfeika, but it's still a sfeika. And therefore, you can continue counting with a bracha. Just like our sfeika, which was if you counted by day. Here, I know I didn't count by day, but I'm replacing that sefik with a different sefik. It's a different sfeika. One sefik is, do I have to count every day? Number two is, did I? According to Rabbi Soloveitchik, because the Bahag is no longer unsure about the one mitzvah or 49 mitzvahs issue, there is really one mitzvah with 49 49 different parts. But the reason why you can continue is because there's continuum thing. So the answer is, we've nixed the suffix between the Re and Rebbeinu Tam. If I don't know if I counted 36 the right or the wrong day, or whether I counted, that is one suffix, and therefore the sfeik ahead to continue counting the Prima Gadim would no longer exist according to Rebbe Soloveitchik. And Rebbe Soloveitchik would say, again, I don't know if he passes way the halacha, but his understanding of the Bahag would chapa nafkamina. If I don't know if I counted night 35, according to the the Magen Avraham's understanding of Shulchan Aruch and probably the Bahag, the answer would still be a Sfeik Sveika. According to my Salvech, it could be one Sfeik, and there no longer would be the opportunity to keep counting because it's no longer a Sfeik Sveik. It's only one Sfeik. You hear that? Sam, you hear that? No. Next. The famous Shaila about a boy who has a bar mitzvah during Sfira. Halach l'maisa, it's machlokas poskim. I think it's maybe even machlokas Ashkenazim or Sfardim. How would you analyze this Shaila? There's a million and one ways of analyzing this Shaila if he has his bar mitzvah during Sfira. Says in my Salvechik, I'll add in a whole nother nekuda. Some say it's really 49 mitzvahs, he can keep on counting. Some say it's one mitzvah with 49 parts, he can't count. Some say you need tamimus, and he doesn't have tamimus because his tamimus is only abbreviated tamimus. Some say no, he has a tamimus because his tamimus is not 49 days; it's only 36 days because of bar mitzvah. There's all sorts of ways of clarifying the shaila. If a bar mitzvah boy has bar mitzvah during Sfira, Rabbi Salvechik said maybe one can argue that he can continue counting. Why? According to my theory, you don't need to have a ma'aseh mitzvah to continue counting. What do you need? The totsa'ah of a Yom Safur. And since the day was counted, since you did count the first 16 days, even though it wasn't a Torah's mitzvah, it was only Shalohi Gil Chinuch, perhaps you can continue counting day 17 because the Gavra counted 16 just without the mitzvah status. That's my salvation's whole chiddush, that you can have a Gavra counting without a mitzvah status, and that creates a continuum which facilitates tomorrow's counting.
Did you say it's also